Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 74. Resisting the Holy Ghost can lead to rejecting the Savior and his prophets. The Jewish leaders, though charged with preparing the people for the coming of the Messiah, rejected Jesus Christ and demanded his crucifixion because of his or her pride and quest for power. How did this happen? Stephen declared to them, "Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost." What do you think it means to resist the Holy Ghost? Why does resisting the Holy Ghost lead to rejecting the Savior and his prophets? In the beginning of Acts 7, Stephen begins to teach the people about their forefathers. He starts with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and speaks of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. He then continues to talk about Moses and the important role he played in freeing the Israelites from Pharaoh's rule. Yet the people continued to be stiff-necked and did not heed the teachings of Stephen. In Acts 7, verse 51, it says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth." Elder Bruce R. McConkie said of this verse, talking about the disposition of angels, "Whenever a dispensation of the gospel is given to men, it is declared by holy angels sent forth from the presence of God, and by his own voice, and by the gift of the Holy Ghost." What Stephen is here saying is that the law, which is a preparatory gospel, also was dispensed to Israel by angelic ministration. Just as prophets in ancient Israel received divine messages from angels, angelic visitations have played an important part in the restoration of the gospel in the latter days. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland stated, "I believe we need to speak of and believe in and bear testimony to the ministry of angels more than we sometimes do. They constitute one of God's great methods of witnessing through the veil." Not only do I feel very grateful for the restoration of the gospel and the keys that those that came down to earth gave to Joseph Smith, but I'm grateful for the Holy Ghost that we receive after baptism. That through the Holy Ghost, we can know that God is real, that Jesus Christ is the Savior, that we don't have to see him with our own eyes, but that we can receive that testimony of him and his divine role in our life through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so if we're resisting the Holy Ghost, if we're not paying attention to what the Lord is trying to tell us, then that's where we can be led to rejecting the Savior and his prophets. That's why the vision of the Tree of Life that Lehi had spoken of in the Book of Mormon is so important. That as we hang on to the iron rod, to the Word of God, and study the Scriptures like we are here and Come Follow Me, that we will be able to hang on and we'll be able to know and understand the Holy Ghost and what he's trying to tell us, so that we will not reject the Savior and that we will be able to follow the prophet. Now discuss with your family, what do you think it means to resist the Holy Ghost? Why does resisting the Holy Ghost lead to rejecting the Savior and his prophets? And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less.